This will take time and require sacrifice. Yet we will do what is necessary. We will spend what is necessary to achieve this essential victory in the war on terror, to promote freedom, and to make our own nation more secure.
Attention Howard Dean, attention Ted Kennedy, attention Clintons et al. We ain't leaving.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We're not ever going to leave Iraq. We're just going to stay there in the 130-degree heat and let our boys get picked off one at a time. Good thinking, Rush.
You're not talking us out of this.
Yeah, and that's bad news for the troops. Once Bush is convinced he's right, nothing, no amount of facts or reasoning or logic will convince him to turn around. He will continue to make the same mistake again and again and again. It's called stupidity.
We're not backing out. We're not backing up.
Yeah, you say that now, but as those bodies continue to pile up, I got a feeling public pressure and Bush's falling approval rating is going to give him some new ideas.
We're not pulling out. We're not going anywhere but forward.
Yeah, under the leadership of President Pinhead, we're moving forward in the land of snipers and car bombs. Perfect.
Say what you want. Continue to whine. Keep moaning.
Well, pig boy, as usual, you got this one wrong, too. That moaning you hear is from the wounded and the families of the wounded.
I don't hear you. George W. Bush last night.
Well, yeah, Rush got that one right. Bush said, "I don't hear you," to the troops when they asked him not to cut their combat pay. Anything to give his rich friends another tax cut, even if it's cutting the combat pay of the troops under fire, that son of a bitch.
And for America, there will be no going back to the era before September the 11th, 2001.
Stop the tape. Do you hear that, Howard Dean? Do you hear that? Folks, this is a fundamental point. It's time to stop dreaming. It's time to stop living in a fantasy world.
Rush is confused about this, too. The fantasy world he talks about is Bill Clinton's America, when we all had peace, we had prosperity, everybody was making money, nobody was dying, New York still had a skyline. That's the America people dream about.
It's time to stop believing we can turn back the hands of time and take us to a country and a period prior to 9/11.
Once again, he's talking about Bill Clinton's America. Yeah, we all wish we could go back. Everybody wants to go back to that time, before Bush. That's what he means, but he can't say it. He's afraid to give credit where credit's due. When he talks about the 90s, he's talking about the Clinton era.
9/11 happened.
Yeah, 9/11 did happen. It happened on Bush's watch. Everybody knows. The FBI and the CIA kept telling him Al-Qaeda is trying to come up with something. We suspect it's going to be spectacular, and we suspect it's going to be soon. So the son of a bitch went on vacation for a month. He was in Crawford the whole month of August. And now he said, "Oh, what could I have done? You could have shown up to work."
9/11 has had an effect and a reverberating effect on life throughout the world. And there's no turning back. You can't do it. Can't put your head in the sand. Can't go back to the way it was.
Oh, but how America wishes we could. It would be so great to go back before Bush.
The Democrats can promise it all day long, but you can't make it happen.
Excuse me, Mr. Pigboy, but specifically which Democrat said that we could go back in time? I don't think a Democrat ever said that. I think you're just a lying son of a bitch.
You can't pull out of Vietnam and pretend it didn't happen. You can't pull out of Iraq and pretend 9/11 didn't happen.
Well, now that's a bunch of horse shit. Iraq doesn't have anything to do with 9/11. Everybody knows that. Even Bush's own CIA says that. But the Republicans and talk radio and the national media continue to feed us that stupid lie. It was always just an excuse for Bush to get in there and steal that oil because he could. He's stolen the oil and every asset Iraq has. While we're on the subject, does anyone believe this bullshit about the guerrillas blowing up the pipeline and that's why there's no oil coming through? I got a feeling the BFEE sending someone out in the desert every day to set off a couple of smoke bombs so they can say, "Oh, we can't get any oil through, but you know there's a million barrels a day going right into the pockets of the BFEE. That oil's getting through. Trust me." The idea that we can't use any of that money to pay for the Iraq reconstruction, that's just a hand job by this stupid government. They're stealing that oil, and they're pretending they're not pumping any because the guerrillas are beating us up so bad. Yeah, we believe that.
We cannot get out of the world. We cannot extricate ourselves from this war.
Well, that second statement was true. We can't get out of this war. If we had any brains, we wouldn't have got into it in the first place, but Smirky McWar Hardon just had to steal. He smelled that oil for the first time in his life. He found oil, so he just had to go steal it. How many dead we got so far? 300? How many limbs have we had blown off? Maybe 1,000? And we're stuck over there. We're just mired in the quagmire. We can't get out.
Nor can we extricate ourselves from problem situations that we face around the world and go back to the hunky-dory peaceful times of the 90s.
There he goes again, disguising the Clinton era as the 90s. He can't bring himself to say Clinton was peace and prosperity, and the unelected pinhead has brought us nothing but war and recession and death and heartbreak and lack of hope. Bush has brought us everything we don't need.
If anything, that was a party we're paying the price for in a host of ways.
He says, a host of ways, because he can't list any of them. What are we paying the price for besides Bush going to sleep on the damn job? That's what we're paying price. Well, that and the Florida theft. Yeah, we're paying for all that. The idea that the peace and prosperity of the Clinton era must somehow be paid for. That's the Republicans for you.
Because the previous administration sought to put its own head in the sand and deny the realities that were effervescing, even at that moment.
Effervescing my ass. This is something they're going to continue to say forever and ever, so here's what you do to come back at them. When they say Clinton buried his head in the sand, what you say is, tell me, specifically, what actions Bush took from the day he was sworn in until September 10th, to fight terrorism, to find bin Laden, to bring him to justice. Give me a list of what Bush did. They keep wanting to tell us how it was so obvious that bin Laden was going to be this dangerous, but Clinton refused to look at it. So why the hell didn't Bush look at it?